The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
All right, welcome to The Bigger Picture, and we are heading into this week on the back of a positive session on Wall Street last Friday. U.S. stocks, of course, closed the latest session in the green. We had the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq finishing at five-month highs. And so far this morning, it looks like markets across Asia on a good footing. What do we look out for in the week ahead to help us along in the bigger picture? We have Jeff Howie, market strategist at SGX. Morning, Jeff. How's your morning so far? You've already had three coffees.
Yeah, is too short of my daily limit, Ryan.
Is that normal at this time of the day? Three coffees.
To catch up with you both, absolutely.
All right, just to catch up on the numbers you had this morning, just a few moments ago, data around trade numbers for Singapore. It looks like we're seeing a bit of a bounce in the non-oil domestic exports for February. 4.9% increase after a surprise drop of about 10% in the previous month. And we are seeing non-electronics helping to, well, I'll offset that continued drop in electronics. What are your thoughts on the latest figures in light of all the signals you've been seeing around the world of a slowdown in the global economy?
Well, the expectations, which were in line with these outlooks, as you just mentioned, were for a gain of around 4-5%. So the numbers have come in straight in line, pretty much square in line with expectations. The numbers can be quite volatile on a monthly basis, and hence when you look back at the long-term trend, you see that overall in 2018, the non-oil exports basically gained around 4% and then gained by 9% in 2017. So while you can have the short-term fluctuations as we saw back in January with trade to China falling by 25% and then back up again, driving those numbers again this month, take a look at the longer-term gains and you can see some pretty good trends for Singapore in that, especially in the first three quarters of last year, we saw double-digit growth in trade value with Singapore and the European Union. Mm-hmm. We saw double-digit trade growth with Singapore and the US as well.
All right, Jeff, so we have this bigger picture of growth slowing down. What's this going to mean for corporate earnings and the Singapore stock market down the road?
Well, everything's pretty much tied to the ongoing negotiations with the US and China. And although Brexit, of course, will have some element of focus to the EU summit, and of course, BOJ outlooks and anything across the world.
BOJ outlook on Friday, of course, not as optimistic as before. And yep. Singapore economists, private sector economists, also cutting their forecast to about 2.5%.
Exactly. And there was a caveat there as well for the corporates. Don't get too pessimistic about the outlook, because we've seen that. A lot of the negotiations, particularly when they're taking bilateral negotiations into the forefront, it can be drawn out to the 11th hour. And that's the new way of the world, if you will, with these talks. And what we've seen with the corporate earnings just in the last reporting season is that some of the results were not as bad as seemed, particularly for the IT sector. IT sector, remember, was our strongest sector in 2017. It then weighed in 2018. And so far in the year to date, we've seen quite a strong bounce back. Even last week, when you look at our 50 most active stocks by turnover, we had five IT plays in there. Strongest stock has been HighPE International. Take into consideration that it reported its full year numbers last month, and as it reported, revenue came in at $1.4 billion, which was pretty much maintained to what it was in 2017. Not much difference. However, you got to remember 2017 was an all-time high, hence there was that maintaining of that level. And we've seen the turnover in these tech stocks jump considerably. In February, for instance, turnover in the tech stocks was up 50% from its preceding 3 months. And also, if you look at not just the SDAV, but you also look at the other segment, which is net institutional inflow, you have $80 million of institutional inflow into our IT sector in the first 2 months of this year. And remember, we only have the one IT stock in the SDI.
Well, the fund's really going to IT stocks. And of course, we have the Apple streaming event on March 25th. So maybe another catalyst there. We are speaking with Jeff Howie, market strategist at SGX. Jeff, I want to talk about where the economy is heading and the FOMC decision that's coming up later this week. What do you expect the Federal Reserve to say? How dovish do you think they'll be in terms of setting interest rates for the rest of the year?
Well, it will be a comprehensive outlook. Now we know we have the press conferences after the meetings, which changed this year. Another thing that makes this March meeting unique is that every two meetings, they will update their summary of economic projections. So we'll have that as well. I think key thing is that risk of inflation. And the Congress testimony, Fed Reserve Governor Jerome Powell noted that inflation expectations were currently muted. Mm-hmm. And then we saw, not this Friday, but the preceding Friday, we saw the jobs growth, and there was quite a big element of strong wages growth in there. In fact, year-on-year wages growth in Feb was up 0.4% year-on-year, bringing it to 3.4%. So there's going to be obviously some focus, whether that's an aberration like it was in January 2018, or whether there are actually some wage costing growth expectations, and hence that could take a little bit of the slant off the dovish outlook.
Mm. Of course, the other headline everyone's watching for this week is Brexit. There's so many moving parts. What do you see markets pricing in as we head into the end of the week, where Theresa May is hoping to bring a deal to the EU for an extension to the Brexit departure date?
Yeah, well, they have to debate their extension, and the EU is going to be looking at, okay, what are the terms we're comfortable with? Of course, in Britain, you've got to work out how long the extension should be. And that will be obviously some focus. I think the markets pretty much picked it last week. They believe that there wouldn't be a no-deal exit on the 29th of March and there would be an extension. Nevertheless, markets...
Would it be fair to say the longer the extension, the higher the upside for the pound?
Yeah, absolutely. You need, obviously, in that parliament, we'll need time to work it out.
Okay, so we've got so many headlines, Jeff. You've got Brexit, US, China, North Korea, even elections in Asia coming up. What would you rank as the highest market risk right now for the rest of the year?
Well, for the biggest risk for the rest of the year, we'd have to look at deceleration of growth. I mean, that was the key risk going into this year. Now, IMF has warned in January that a growth rate in China that comes in lower than expectations will have a pretty big spillover for the rest of the world. China's now a $14 trillion US dollar economy. We're not just looking at the implications of the ongoing trade talks. We've also been watching closely its small and micro business economy, which has been one of the least performing segments across Asia Pacific over the last 5 years. So there's a lot of work to be done. And at the same time, the world does need China to be growing at a good, sustained, consistent pace.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for insights and analysis. And if you have time, I'll buy you a fourth cup of coffee later on. All right, it's been here with Jeff Howie, Market Strategist at SGX, helping us to break down what to look out for in markets this week.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.